Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, David.
Hello, Tim. Welcome.
Oh, thank you.
To Stalking Time for the Moon Boys. How are you?
I'm very good, yeah. I've just cycled into this podcast.
Yeah.
So I'm a bit wet, but I'm doing almost the opposite of what people do on Zoom. I'm wearing a slightly relaxed jumper,
yeah,
but like sports gear underneath.
Underneath, that's a sports gear.
No, I mean the bottom half of me is...
I should say, Tim...
Sports
wears
gear.
Lycra. I've seen him wearing it before. Regular listeners will know the fact that his hairdresser, now I'll have to get this story right, his hairdresser thinks that Tim is a keen cyclist.
So you know
and
what?
He has to pretend to talk about cycling because...
That's so interesting. I hadn't made that connection because I am now, as many people are after lockdown, well, I don't know if I would call myself a cyclist.
Right.
I cycle a lot.
Just for any listeners who might not be completely up to speed with the 700 episodes that we've done of this... there's a story that Tim told. I'm going to see if I can get it right. Obviously, I could say...
Can you name it?
You tell it.
No, you...
But can you can I name the hairdresser? No.
The man?
No.
Okay. It's not a complicated name. I thought it might have stuck with you.
Dave?
Well, no, but in that...
John?
Same...
Rog?
No, that's too complicated.
Too complicated. Gary? D?
Even Gary's a bit sort of...
Is it?
Modern.
I don't know.
Okay, let me specifically... think about... David,
okay.
What was the one you said?
Here's the thing I wanted to do, is literally just remind the audience this story so that we could talk about the fact that you're wearing Lycra, but now we've got stuck what was the name of the hairdresser.
Okay, you'll get it if I say. The thing I thought, I think the first two names were, felt quite biblical.
Saul?
No.
David and John?
That was it.
So what is his actual name? Jesus?
One of the disciples.
Luke?
No.
Matthew?
No. It's so close now.
What are the other ones?
Hang on, have I got this right?
John, Luke, Matthew, what's the other one?
Mark. And John.
Mark.
Right, it's Peter. He's not a disciple.
No, he is a disciple. He's not gospel. He's a disciple.
Okay.
I think. Okay. Yeah, he built his church on Peter. Jesus did, not on your hairdresser.
Right, so Peter's...
I always thought it must be quite heavy.
Peter's the hairdresser. And
yes, so...
And it's Owl's clip joint.
Oh, Owl's.
Owl's clip joint, yeah. is what it's called.
Even though his name is Peter? Where's Al?
I think Al was the founder, and this was a long
time.
He's
now dead.
He's, well, I don't know if he's dead, but he's not able to clip anymore.
Right.
So Peter runs it. But there's a twist to this, but I'll let you...
Okay, well, let's hit the twist in a minute. It's a sort of sequel. Mm. I don't know what it was. Maybe, let's say, 20 episodes ago, you told me that you'd gone in there due to some small passing thing. Peter thought you had shared ground on the hobby of cycling. And you don't, really, but you now have to pretend to be a cyclist.
Yeah, I don't think he's even shared ground. I think he's a cyclist.
He's not a cyclist?
No.
So, okay, so it's just like the passing conversation you have to have with a hairdresser. It's like, okay, what are we going to talk about? But neither of you are interested in cycling.
No.
But you both have to be, because it's too late now to go back.
Well, I'm sure I discussed this last time, it doesn't matter. What I can't tell you is when the moment... It felt like the moment when he first said, I think you're a cyclist, and I would have said, oh, no, that's not me.
Yeah.
I don't remember that moment.
Yeah, you weren't listening.
I perhaps wasn't listening.
Yeah.
So we were then in deep.
Yeah, it was too late.
The first comment I remember was not a kind of, I think you're the cyclist.
Yeah.
It was more like, cool, rough out there for you cyclists sort of thing when the weather was. And I sort of just said, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And then he'd say things like, how many bikes have you got?
Really? So
yeah.
So he actually
how many
thinks,
have you got? You got, you know,
he
like,
thinks you're like someone who might do the Tour de France.
What number would you say?
What, if you win the Tour de France?
No. What number would you say if someone thinks you're a cyclist and they say, how many bikes have you got?
Oh, you have.
Yeah, what would you answer would you give? Because I sort
if
of
you're like, pretending to be a cyclist.
Yeah, without giving the game away, you're not.
Two.
Okay. Yeah, no, maybe.
I mean, one is enough.
Just the one. Oh, what is that? That must be special.
Yeah.
Then that's your
right, fear. So he thinks you're like a professional cyclist.
No, I think he just thinks, round where I live in...
He thinks you own a bike shop.
It's got worse.
Yeah. I mean, who has more than two bikes?
Well, that's my point. I don't know. I don't know about cycling.
Right.
So I don't know whether you... So if you're a guitar... I'm a guitarist.
Right.
If someone said, how many guitars you got? I would give the honest answer of a sort of six or seven. That
right.
seems like, oh yeah, you are a guitarist. It's not a crazy number.
Yeah.
But it's not. Whereas with bikes, do you say, oh, 15?
Yeah, but a guitar is smaller than a bike. And
fewer wheels.
Yeah, and less difficult to sort of have in your house. So I think even a very committed cyclist...
Two or
who
three.
Peter would not be... creating a false reality with when he said, oh yeah, it's hard out there for you cyclists, and would not say more than two bikes.
No.
Unless they were someone who A, owned a bike shop, or B, maybe a professional cyclist,
but the,
who halfway through the Tour de France, a bit like when Jimmy Page reaches out for a new guitar, has to have a new bike.
He does that now and there's no one there, Jimmy Page, because he hasn't played for so long.
Hasn't played for a long time.
That's an awful sad
it's
thought,
Alistair Crowley
it?
Is there, handing him a new guitar.
Blair Spindle.
But anyway...
So the strong impression I got was that he felt not only was I a cyclist, but I was a very, very keen cyclist. That's my point about...
No, I get that. Yeah. I get that. I mean, it's sort of amazing that you're in so deep with him, considering that I've always imagined you're in the chair for about 3 minutes.
It's very quick. It's very quick.
It really must be quite
most
quick.
Most of that is small talk.
Small talk and you worried about hitting your head.
And I usually make remember. A joke. I usually say something like, this won't take long. And
he says, you do the bald person at the head.
Yeah,
it's a joke.
You have to.
But and yet he's got a vision of you as essentially Bradley Wiggins.
There are two twists.
Who, by the way, has got quite a different hair.
Yeah, and isn't a cyclist anymore, is he? Because didn't he get done for...
I think he's still a cyclist.
Is he? Okay.
I mean, I don't think someone like Bradley Wiggins could be called not a cyclist, even if they get into trouble.
Has he got more bikes than me?
He's got more bikes than you.
Right.
He's definitely uses a bike more than you.
Right.
But this has all been started by the fact that you are wearing Lycra.
Right, sorry. So the point I was
So if you went into Owls now, Peter would just think, well, everything we've talked about is clearly true.
Well, so there's two things. The two twists.
Yeah.
The first twist, which if you were writing, you might think, that's twist enough, I'll send that into the publishers, is I'm now cycling.
Right. Well, that's twist enough, yeah.
And it's sort of done, dusted, here's my novel.
Yeah.
But I'm not happy with that. I want to give you another twist.
Okay. You actually do have two bikes.
I'm Peter. No. I'm not sure he is with us.
You think he's dead?
Well, I feel awful.
When did you last go there?
Quite recently. Two things have happened.
Yeah. I have to say, it's a darker twist than I was expecting.
No, exactly. That's why I haven't actually said it. Have you noticed I haven't actually said the word? Because I sort of don't want to.
Yeah.
But basically, it seems to have changed hands, even though the really nice Algerian guy still works there. So there's continuity.
Right.
But Peter's not there. And they've changed the design of it, not to the better, in my opinion.
Right.
Because it was like a really old, knackered 60s, you know, now they've tried to make it look a bit better and it looks worse.
Because it's still called Owls.
It's still called Owls.
Right.
But I sort of said, something about Peter the other day, and I got slightly met with
a pull fell
a bit.
On the sink
and
mirror.
Exactly. Where once was a sink mirror, and now there's like
no one said anything, and they changed the subject. Said what? And something for the weekend. So
yeah, it's insane. And it felt a bit like, I don't know. I mean, I
so Peter may no longer be with us.
He's definitely not.
I mean, that is certainly a dark and unusual.
Now I'm a cyclist.
To what was a very light story, and yeah, kind of weird that you now are a cyclist,
which is what he would have wanted.
It's what he would have wanted, but what? But see that.
That's what he thought he had.
I now can't ask you what I want to ask you.
Okay.
And the thing I want to ask you is, if you'd gone in there, put your bike up against Al's, right, locked it up, gone in with your Lycra, and Peter looked at you and thought, well, this is what I've always thought about this guy, and now it's clearly true, would you have thought, you know what, now actually is the time to say, you know what, the weird thing is, until now, all that stuff I used to talk about, it was all not true. And he would think, well, that's odd. But then it would be, you'd have it off your chest. And
I think more like, it's really interesting, I think more likely I'd say, when I used to say I was a cyclist, it wasn't true.
Yeah.
It is now. And he'd say, what? And I'd say, you know, you used to ask me, and he'd say, it won't take long, this, will it? And it would just be nowhere near as big for him as it would be for me.
Quite big for me, I think. But, okay, well, I do hope Peter...
Yeah, I hope he's all
right. If you're listening to this, which is quite unlikely...
Give us a sign.
Quite likely, both if you're alive or dead. But
he lives in a houseboat.
He lives on a houseboat. You actually know so much about this
bloke. Yeah, because we chatted. We spent quite a lot of time chatting. In amongst the lies.
Are you sure he lives on a houseboat? Or you decided he lives on a houseboat and he was unable to say, you know what, I never lived on a houseboat.
We've Googled Al's clip drop. There's no such thing, hasn't been, since 1923.
Right.
No, so he probably isn't listening, but I hope he's all right. He's been, you know, I've enjoyed...
Yeah, I hope he's all right. I hope he wasn't sacked for only doing people who basically don't have any hair. And therefore, presumably not earning that much money for Al's. Can we move on?
Well, no. I was only going to keep it... One thing's been on my mind in a Bowie context.
Okay, good. I have a few Bowie issues.
But
we've got there quite quickly for us.
Yeah, no, there's sometimes to keep people on their toes. But now we're embracing a bit of darkness.
Yeah.
I tell you what I was thinking about recently, and I've actually noted down on my phone somewhere, is songs that I've played at my funeral.
Yes.
And for some reason...
Good that you're thinking of that.
Yeah, and it came up, and I don't know why it came up, probably because of all the obvious stuff. There's a pandemic, which, if we're breaking that here, is a bad way to hear it. And I was thinking, so what would I have? And then I was thinking, I think Bowie songs are quite hard to choose for a few... I mean, I don't mean in the sense that choose your favourite Bowie song is hard, because
obviously...
But are
which
there,
ones are funereal?
Yes, are there any appropriate ones?
Wild is the Wind.
Okay, you think? Yeah, because it's just moving. And,
moving and quite sad. And
yeah, because interestingly, I went for...
But sad in a kind of hopeful way, which is sort of your funeral thing.
Not his song, of course.
Okay, so what is your top funeral song? Is it Angels by Robbie Williams?
No.
It probably is. I don't mean your top funeral song. I mean, what is the country's... What is the song most played at funerals?
Okay, I'll tell you why that's misleading, because you said, what is your...
Yeah, I didn't say that. I meant your as in your, you know, like the people's. Like is that the...
Is Angels a funeral song or a wedding song?
Well, I think it's more of a weddings, but I'm going to check it now, okay?
It's multi-use.
What song most played at funerals?
Okay, don't say it.
Hang on, let's see what we get.
Unless it's...
Okay, well, I'll just tell you that it's in there. Angels is in there.
What have you got, top 10?
Well, it just says five all-time favourite
funeral songs.
I don't know how they've judged this.
No.
This is just something... I mean,
I think they do a survey at the end of a funeral for people.
Sorry. I know you've been upset, but could you just fill out this...
Do you have a minute, just...
could you just fill out this screenshot? Okay.
Are they all sort of pop songs, if you like?
They're all pop songs, although some of them are older songs. Interesting enough, there's a song that sounds a bit like Wild is the Wind. It's in there, but it's not.
Mild is the Wind?
No, Wind Beneath My Wings by Bette Midler. And Celine Dion, which is not the version I know.
Okay, so that's what I think about funeral. I think choices will all be quite old and a bit sort of middle of the road.
It's definitely Angels is in there. Over the Rainbow by Ava Cassidy.
Yeah.
Time to Say Goodbye by Sarah Brightman and Andrea Bocelli, which I just don't know. You know, can we just play that quickly? Because I've never heard of that song.
No, I don't
and
know
I also
that.
Think I quite like the root one element of a funeral song called Time to Say Goodbye.
Yeah,
it might as well
is.
Be called You're Dead. let's have a listen to it. There'll be an advert probably, yes. An advert about brushing your teeth. Hang on. Yeah, okay. Here we go. Oh, I do know this.
Oh, is it?
Okay, I thought there'd be lyrics, but they're Italian. Well, there are lyrics, but they're Italian.
Yeah.
So that's confusing.
Yeah.
I wanted to know what...
But that's... Okay, so that's huge. Wow, yeah, I can see that.
And Angels is in there, and My Way by Frank Sinatra, which, of course, is sort of a Bowie song. Regular listeners will understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, that's right. Yeah, could
Bowie song is, of course, the same chords for Life on Mars.
So, but you couldn't play Life on Mars, but you could... See, what I went to a film where someone played Starman.
Oh, yeah.
And I was trying to think, is that just because they loved it, or is there something about... There's something otherworldly, obviously, about Starman and...
Well, if you want... At a funeral, I would have said Starman becomes a sort of song about God.
Yeah,
kind of. There's a Starman waiting in the sky. Yeah. You know, he'd like blah, blah, blah. It's a sort of like a prayer, isn't it?
With Bowie, there are...
Lazarus... That's the obvious one.
Yeah,
isn't
that's
it?
A hopeful.
If you really think, well, maybe
that's a good point.
There's a chance of the person who's dead not being dead.
That is
dead.
A good point.
You want to play Lazarus? I'd have said.
But I think the thing I thought about that's hard is there are not the obvious, really big upbeat. You know, you might want to go out on a bang, and Bowie isn't going to give.
Oh yeah, there are those.
That. What would you put in that?
That's not a problem. I disagree with that.
What would you say? What, Young Americans or something? Or
Rebel Rebel, for example.
Rebel Rebel at funerals.
No, but upbeat. You said.
But a celebration of life. I mean, they're
celebration of life. There must be some heroes.
Heroes is a good call.
Heroes is a good call for a funeral. Yeah.
I tell you where I found myself. I found myself at the cross intersection. Cross intersection.
What is it? Something about like A to Z. So I'll talk now.
of Bowie and the Beatles.
Ah, yes. So you're not sure whether. Well, you could go for both, couldn't you?
Well, no. But what I mean is one particular song.
Which song?
Across the Universe.
Oh, right.
Just let's name not name but Richard Curtis. Told me that he thinks the song he would have played at his funeral, I'm pretty sure he said this, was Across the Universe.
Yeah.
And it's the first time I thought about it in that way because he said it's sort of about we all return to the, you know, it's that sense of we return to where
cosmic.
We started, cosmic, we're everywhere.
It's got a lot of cosmic woo in Across the Universe.
And I sort of wondered.
Plus that bit in, what is it, Sanskrit?
Jai Guru Deva. Yeah.
What, is it French?
No, I think it's...
I think we've discussed this, by the way.
Have we?
Yeah, it's what the
mantra,
language is.
It? It's a mantra. It's an Indian mantra.
Jai Guru Deva. It's probably Indian.
Hindi, I should say. But there's something about the Bowie version of that that doesn't feel quite right for a funeral.
Well, isn't it because, like all Bowie covers, with the exception of Wild is the Wind, it's not very good?
Wow, that's quite a thing to say.
No, that's not, though.
It's definitely not very good, that
Bowie
one.
Has never done, with the exception of Wild is the Wind.
Yeah.
I think we've discussed this. I don't think he's very good at covers. He loved a cover. Considering he was such an incredible writing talent, he still made... I'm sorry, it ain't easy, obviously.
Yeah.
It ain't easy, utterly brilliant.
I think we haven't discussed enough his obsession with covers.
Whereas, obviously, every song on Pinups is kind of shit.
Every song...
Let's Spend the Night Together is shit. The latter stuff...
I don't think Let's Spend the Night Together
is shit. Oh, I hate Let's Spend the Night Together.
I mean, I hate it.
I don't hate it as much as I hate Dancing in the Street with Mick Jagger, which is...
I don't mind
an extraordinary low point in Bowie's career.
Well, it's an 80s thing, isn't it? And no, it's not. It's not great. I would probably never... However long I live... I'm probably never going to go, Alexa, play Dancing the Street by Bowie and Jagger, am I? I'm probably never going
to
do that.
I mean, I think he tended to overdo covers.
But why did he did a cover on virtually every album of the classic albums, which is really odd.
Yeah, actually, I'm now realise that I'm talking shit, because I'm sort of thinking of the covers. So I'm thinking of like Pin-Ups and a Rolling Stones cover, whereas of course Fill Your Heart is a cover and it's absolutely
brilliant. Fill Your Heart is an amazing cover. Yeah.
So that's rubbish. He could do covers brilliantly. Generally the more obscure covers.
Did you do one Diamond Dogs? He didn't do a cover on Diamond Dogs.
There's no cover on Diamond Dogs. This is a good... Okay. This is what people actually come to this for, is whether or not we can name...
Let's go by album.
Oh, Christ. Okay.
So if we went...
Well, I can't go. I don't know about Dave. I don't know about the first one.
David Bowie.
There isn't a cover.
There isn't a cover. I don't think there's a cover.
No, we're
going
to have to go quicker than this. Otherwise, I think even the hardcore can turn off. No cover.
Is there no cover? No, I think you're right.
Black Country Rock's not a cover,
no,
is it?
No.
Okay.
No. So then, Hunky Dory we know has got Fill Your Heart.
Fill Your Heart, that's it.
Then you go.
Ziggy Stardust, It Ain't Easy.
It Ain't Easy. Then we go Aladdin Sane, which has got...
Let's Spend the Night Together.
Let's Spend the Night Together.
You've missed up Pin-Ups, which is all covers.
Pin-Ups is all covers.
Actually, is See Emily Play any good?
I quite like See Emily Play.
Okay.
Because it's quite Bowie-ish.
He's Bowied it better than he's like... Because things like It's Friday on My Mind.
Friday on My Mind,
I'm pretty sure The Damn did that
as
well.
The Pretty Things, isn't it?
Maybe,
Is it The Pretty Things, or is it... No,
and Here Comes the Night and whatever. They're just overblown.
That's The Pretty Things.
Whereas that's quite a good version of
See
Emily
them.
Play.
Here Comes the Night is them.
Yeah. Anyway... Bowie, of course, loves Syd Barrett.
Yeah, right.
And I always feel he's slightly the forgotten man in people trying to work out how David Bowie came to...
Oh, in the Bowie story.
Came to be David Bowie. I think Syd Barrett's really important. That slightly childlike thing.
Yeah,
slightly
yeah.
sinister childlike thing.
Sinister childlike. And that, what seems like peculiar sort of English psychedelia, that sort of,
childlike. Well, I would say the first album, particularly, Bowie's first album, is very influenced by...
Yeah, yeah.
see Emily play and Arne Lane and that character thing as well.
Yes.
You know, if you take Conversation Piece as a early song, it's about a weird bloke who lives upstairs and he's Austrian. It's a very odd, sort of apparently random collection of things.
Yeah.
But he's just kind of isolated and lonely. And it's a character piece like Arnold Lane.
Yes. You know.
So that might be why there's more connection with that and some of the other songs on Pin-Ups, which feel a bit more like filler to me. Do we have to go forward?
Well, so we can Diamond Dogs, no.
Young Americans,
yes.
Which one is it? Hard to Be a Saint in the City.
Well, that's not on Young Americans, is it? Didn't make it. That's on the Gooster.
That's on the Gooster.
You're Across the Universe.
Oh, yeah, Across the Universe. Yeah.
Then we go Station to Station.
Station to Station,
which has
Wild is the Wind.
Then we go, Christ, this is quite a hard word. Yeah. Low.
Low. Has Low got a cover on
it? I don't know if it has got a cover.
Feels like it can't.
I'm not sure
the Berlin albums can.
I don't think there's really room
for them with the bloody instrumentals.
No. Heroes doesn't have a cover, does it?
Oh, but Lodger. What's the cover on Lodger?
The Lodger cover.
Come on, I've talked about it endlessly. What is the cover on Lodger?
That's a very good question.
Ladies and gentlemen, if he doesn't get this, he basically hasn't been listening.
No. There's the cover on Lodger. I'm going through it.
It's my favourite Bowie cover.
Is it?
I went a bit northern. I went a bit puzzle.
You went a bit tier three.
I went a bit your parents asking for your puzzle.
There's a cover on Lodger, so... Oh! Yeah, it's John the Foreman. No, not John Foreman. That's Driving Saturday. The domestic violence one.
Yes, that's right.
Which is called Don't Tell Me.
It's
one word.
It's good on radio, as this kind of is, to have someone say, don't tell me, and then just dead air. People love that.
Not called depression, but it's like that, isn't it?
Yeah. I imagine that the Bowie hardcore who listen to this, rather than people who just are in for stories about your hairdresser, they've been shouting it for about 4 minutes. And
what does it begin with?
What letter?
Yes.
It's by Au Pairs.
I know, yeah.
Oh, you know that?
Yeah, because we've talked about it.
Okay, but you still don't know what the song is?
No. What does it begin with?
Oh.
I do know. I've blocked it. I just can't get it.
It's extraordinary bit of podcasting ever.
I cannot. What's the second letter?
E.
Reflex. It's not like reflex, isn't it? It's like something like repression.
No, the reflex is by Gerard Gerard.
That's right. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Okay, it's R-E.
Yeah.
Right. What does that sense to you? What
Re. Yeah.
So what does that bring? If you were just to move forward with the association of re...
Depression.
No.
Wind.
No. Re is Latin for, I'm guessing...
Egg.
No. Do something again, I'm guessing.
Repetition.
Yay!
Yes, God, that was hard work.
Whoa, dear.
Yeah, repetition.
I think we might have to move on and not do all the others.
Well, we don't need to do the classic albums. We just need to finish on Scary Monsters.
Okay, although as it happens... I don't want to go through them all, but once the albums start becoming shit, there's more covers.
Does Scary Monsters have a cover?
I think there's more covers once the albums start becoming shit.
Scary Monsters has Kingdom Come.
Is that a cover?
Which is...
No, that's not a cover. That's a backwards version of...
No, I'm sure it's a cover.
That's not the backwards one.
No, you're a Lodger.
There's a song on Scary Monsters. Oh. Teenage Wildlife, is it? Which is a backwards version of All the Young Dudes.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, no, but it's not.
Is Kingdom Come a cover?
No, it's Move On, surely is.
Hang on, Dolly's just texted me.
Move On is...
Incredibly, Dolly's just texted me. Dolly, is there a cover? It's my daughter who knows everything about David Bowie. On Scary Monsters.
I'm telling you, it's Kingdom Come.
Yeah, but I don't want you to Google it.
I'm not Googling it. I think it's more exciting for my daughter to tell me. I'm doing something else here.
Yeah. Yes! Okay, what is it? Hang on, she's about to tell me. What is it? Let's see if it's Kingdom Come. This is quite exciting. Hang on, this is amazing. Like, are we keeping this bit in where I'm just waiting for my daughter? Yeah, what's happening, listeners, is that thing on a message, on a text, where there's just dots, is playing. That means she's writing something.
I'm telling you, All the Young Dudes backwards is Move On.
It's Move On, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's on Lodger, then?
Yeah.
So what is Teenage Wildlife, then?
A bit like Heroes, but it's not.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Well, okay.
But I think the cover is... Well, she's
typing, but it's not coming through. Okay. By the way, I should tell you... That just as we needed Dolly's help, she was actually sending me a video called Cat Smacks Dog Out of Sleep for Farting in His Presence, which I think we should play. Should we just play it?
Yeah.
She thinks it's because you're young.
Fucking hell.
Is that a cover?
By the way,
the dog is about to fart.
Okay. is wonderful.
The cat has not actually slapped it. Oh, now it's hits it really hard.
That is,
it's hilarious.
Brilliant.
Can I just say, ladies and gentlemen, do go and watch Cat Smucks Dog for Farting in His Presence. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Okay. I got to tell you.
Yeah.
I am right.
What?
Kingdom Come was written by Tom Verlaine.
Oh, right. She's saying, oh, no, it's Kingdom Come. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But that means she's checked it, so. So, yeah. Tom Verlaine, is it? So it's television.
I guess. I mean, I don't know in what capacity he wrote it. So, yeah, but he did covers even on the... That's what's odd, is when you look at, say, the Beatles or even the Stones, when these bands and singers become brilliant, they just do their own stuff.
Yeah.
Constantly, that's the whole point. They've stopped doing covers.
Yeah, no, he kept going. Did one. Yeah. I mean, I think it's a sort of mark of his insecurity, actually.
Right.
I think Bowie, to some extent, like in 1979, doing an Au Pairs track is kind of saying, I want to be part of the whole new wave thing.
Mm.
And similarly, I would have said, like doing Pablo Picasso on Heathen is a little bit like, you know, I'm going to do something really obscure and offbeat. It's a Jonathan Richman song.
But there's a thing about Bowie I always think, which is, I mean, I know the answer to this is very on one level, but how much was he really into music?
That's an odd thing to say.
Because the answer is sort of very on one level.
Yeah.
But we know that his real driving force at the beginning was fame and just wanting to have a platform to do his stuff. And how much was he really into the craft and art of it and the love of it?
And well, he always used to say that he didn't think he was a very good singer, which I completely
exactly.
I disagree with that.
I definitely disagree with that. But I'll give you an example of someone who probably doesn't listen.
Yeah.
But who was a lovely bloke
and
a very clever and talented bloke.
And yet
was
not committed to the art form.
Well, the thing I feel about Noel Gallagher,
who
is a genius, but I feel like he's not that into guitars. I don't know why
do you feel it.
Yeah, I just feel he's not that into them. He plays them brilliantly, and he writes on them, so I know it's a sort of slightly odd, but I feel like he doesn't celebrate them that much.
It's not the comparison I thought you were going to go for.
No, it's not.
I thought you were going to go for someone else who, I can't think of who it would be. Noel Edmonds, perhaps, who's
Noel Edmonds
more
is
interested
really into
in
guitars.
Fame than the art form.
Oh, right, yeah, because I don't think that about Noel Gallagher at all. I think he's into songwriting, but I don't know how much he's into the guitar, and I don't know how much Bowie... Like, was he doing covers? You'd think if you were that good, you'd just do your own stuff.
You would, but I think he wanted to demonstrate that he was also hip. That's my point.
Right.
I think that's why he did it.
Right.
Can I tell you my Bowie thing? But I need
we,
to find...
We'll talk about needing a pee and at some point. We said before that...
Oh, yes.
We can do that anytime.
Well, okay, we've talked about Bowie quite a lot. Let's do needing a pee. Yeah. And
how were we?
So this is what happened to me yesterday.
Right.
I was doing some filming and I had to drive to Northampton or be driven to Northampton. And I came off the motorway or the driver came off the motorway. It was therefore no service station.
Mm.
And he stopped at a Holiday Inn.
Right.
And he said, okay, use this. And I thought, is that all right? In the same way that when you go for a wee in a pub, you sometimes think, it's going to be awkward. I'm going to have to look like I'm buying a drink.
Mm.
In fact, I have bought a drink in a pub when I didn't want to drink just because I wanted to use the toilet. But I was too embarrassed to go in there, be watched by the bar people, and then just to go out again. Like they always get a sense that they're thinking it's not a public toilet.
Yes.
I don't know if you've noticed all these drinks and bars and stuff. You know, you're sort of downgrading us, right? And it's worse, isn't it, with a hotel? Although I have gone into hotels because they're slightly easier to blend in with to some extent.
Right.
Anyway, this is a very typical thing to happen to me, because I think that I am, to some extent, I have a lot of stories, you may know this, where I just tell the absolute truth of strange little comic, embarrassing, humiliating things that have happened to me, and it seems to happen to me almost every day. And this isn't even in the top 100, but it's still very typical. I go into the Holiday Inn, this is somewhere near Northampton, and I'm immediately overjoyed because there's no one at reception, right? And I think, oh, good, I'll find the toilet, and then I won't even be seen. I won't have to deal with the embarrassment.
No problem.
Right? Yeah. So I nip round the corner to where I think the toilets are. I find them. They're out of order.
Oh.
I spend about, I would say, 30 seconds thinking, shall I go in anyway? How out of order can they be?
Yeah.
And I needed a wee. And then I thought, no, that's horrible. What if they don't, you know, what if I ruin their whole plumbing system, blah, blah, blah. So then I start searching in this hotel for another toilet. And about 5 minutes later, the driver must think, what is he doing? Because I did say it was a wee. I'm lost somewhere in the Holiday Inn because in the corridors, there's no toilets anywhere. And obviously all the toilets are in the room. I'm on the very verge of thinking, can I get into a room to go to the toilet?
To go, break into a room.
Yeah. Well, not break into a room.
Right, hire a room. Book in for the weekend so you can do a wee. Unfortunately, no. We only do 3 nights, days. That's fine.
No, a woman was cleaning, and this obviously is the case. The doors are just open, right? Now, obviously, I think you can't just walk into a room a woman's cleaning and go to the toilet. Although I was on the edge of asking this woman, and then I just said, "Excuse me, where are the toilets?" Right? And she said, "In the rooms." I said, "No, yeah, but I'm, you know, I didn't want to say I'm not staying here." Yeah. I just said, "Yeah, but you know, like the sort of public toilets."
Right?
And she said, "It's in the restaurant." So obviously then I had to go all the way back. And then as I went back, there was a person now at reception. And then I had to do a thing, which was, and it was useful I had a mask on, of sort of pretend that I was a guest at the hotel. Because I wasn't coming through the door.
Oh, I
was coming from the bedrooms. Yes. So I could do a thing of like holding myself like, yeah, I'm just going to breakfast. A bit late to go to breakfast, but that's fine.
Right.
And I did that. Then he must have thought when I went straight out, that's odd. He was coming from the rooms. Haven't seen him today, that bloke, who looks a bit like David Baddiel. Like, seems to have gone to breakfast really quickly, and now he's just left the hotel. That's a bit weird. So, yeah, that's what happened.
Wow, that would be brilliant if they'd have said, "You are our 1,000th customer, and come on in, and we're doing a massive buffet for you or something." Yeah. But I think, because I often feel I've got to go for a wee and that's it.
Right.
I just need to go, and, you know, and it sort of seems to sort of just happen. And always has in my life.
Yeah. So,
and I feel I get some sort of superpower or sixth sense where I just think I can find out quite quickly.
Right, so the need to wee gives you a toilet radar.
Gives me a toilet radar, for definite. But not only do I have a radar, but I think, or perhaps a very important part of the functioning of the radar is a sense of confidence that I'll just be able
you
to flag this.
Laser-like be able
to
find
and I don't
toilet.
Have any shame about it.
Right.
So that, on a very simple level, going to the pub, like going past a pub, thinking, I'm just going to go and use the loo. I don't even think twice about whether they'll ask me if I'm having a drink there or not. I just think I'm just going to look like, with a sort of power, so super, right. I just am drinking there, and they will just not question me.
What would the superhero name be if that was their superpower? Toilet Man.
Wee Man? Yeah.
Wee Man is no good, because that just sounds like a Glaswegian being patronising to someone.
You're in...
Toilet Man was fine.
Toilet Man, yeah.
Although it sounds a tiny bit like a cleaner.
Is that a really, really efficient cleaner?
Yeah.
Also, it's about a wheeze.
Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting thing, that, because I think that it's not really about using the toilet or knowing where the toilet is in your superpower way.
Yeah.
It's more about, because most pubs do have toilets, so it's not really a superpower knowing that there's a toilet in the pub.
No, but
what
sorry,
is your superpower?
My superpower is being able to create almost like an Iron Man suit.
Right.
The confidence to breeze through any institution.
Yeah. It'd be
Holiday Inn or
quite
pub.
A shit version of Iron Man 4.
And
if this was
go
the
to the loo in a way that I know that I look like I shouldn't be questioned.
Right.
Because I'm just doing it in a most natural way.
I see.
So some people have said it feels like an urban legend.
Have you ever been stopped?
No, well, some people sort of say we have to buy a drink and they'll get funny. Yeah. I just think I'm just going to look like I've just bought a drink.
Wow.
And if you ask me, David, what is that look? I don't know.
That's
it's
amazing.
Like being the Hulk.
Because
I don't know what who
I am.
Because
in my imagination, and this isn't always the case, obviously, but in my imagination, the pub, which I often like, if I need a wee, I'm outside the pub, but I don't know the internal geography of the pub. And in my imagination, I'm going to go through the door, and it's going to be one of those pubs where as soon as you come through the door, you're quite near the bar.
Yeah.
And the barman sees you,
no,
and the toilet is right just over there. They literally see you come in and go to the toilet.
But I'm here to tell you they don't do anything. It's but more than their job's worth to do it. They don't...
It's enough, though, if they just look a bit sad.
Particularly
at this time of pandemic when people are like, business is low. Oh, great, someone's coming in. They can have a drink. It's been ages. Oh, they're going to the toilet.
Well, let's try it. Here's what I've never had to do.
Right.
But I can do.
But we're going to act it out.
Yeah, don't forget.
Okay, I'll be the barman.
In this scenario,
I'll be the barman and we'll see if we can crack your Iron Man suit.
So I'm currently David Banner. I'm just a normal guy walking around... Swiss Cottage,
okay.
For the sake of argument.
Good idea.
And suddenly, oh God, I really need to pee.
Yeah.
I go
to the Dog and Duck.
Let's not go, because the what?
The Dog and Duck.
The Dog and Duck.
There isn't one there, but this is an imaginary pub.
The Swiss Cottage.
No, because that is actually a place in Swiss Cottage.
Pub.
Is it a pub? I thought it was a weird restaurant, like a weird Swiss restaurant.
That'll do.
A restaurant.
Doesn't matter. I've got superpowers. It doesn't matter.
Oh, that's very... A restaurant? I would never do that.
Okay, come back to restaurants, because I have a... let's just say a pub. The Dog and Duck.
Okay.
I'm going
in. Is there an establishment you wouldn't do this? A bank, for example.
I think banks don't have loos, so I wouldn't
they
go.
They do have loos, it's just behind the cashier's
thing. Wouldn't go to employee.
You wouldn't go to anywhere where the toilet isn't immediately obvious?
No, I think you go somewhere where there's a public... a cinema. Okay, hang on. Let's just do the pub. I'm going in, and the fact is, you won't ask me what I'm doing because I've got the superpower.
That's why I want to act out.
But if you did,
yeah,
let's see what would happen, because I have a couple of things up my sleeve.
Okay, it's a pub. Yeah, right. It's not the Swiss Cottage. Too complicated. Right, the Dog and Duck, not a real pub. Okay. You've come through the door.
And I am. Right.
Are you already in?
I'm in. I'm walking to...
Excuse me.
Yes?
Would you like a drink?
I've got one.
No, you just came in. You bought one for an off-license? I'm drinking... You brought it in here. You're not allowed to do that.
I'm drinking outside.
You're drinking outside?
I'm drinking outside with some friends.
I'm sorry, I've been working in this bar all morning and you didn't buy a drink.
No, you haven't.
I haven't. You're Darren Brown now.
You haven't. You're falling asleep.
Really? Okay, now, I mean, it seems to me, mate, that you've just come in to use the toilet, and the toilets are for customers only.
I'm looking for some friends.
Right, okay, well, are they here?
I'm just having a look.
Right.
I'm just going to look around the corner.
Right, what, where the toilet is?
Is there?
Are they in the toilet, do you think? All your friends?
That is a good question. Right, let me go and check. And then I'm in, right. And then I do a wee, you see?
You've done it. That's your superpower, I get it now. The barman was flummoxed. If you actually were met with aggression...
Well, yeah. I think you'd go... I mean, but you're not going to be. But yeah,
you've got an Iron Man suit on.
I think. Okay. No, I haven't got an Iron Man. I said it's like the Iron Man suit.
Swiss Cottage restaurant.
I don't want any trouble.
Which I think is a Swiss restaurant.
Yeah.
I mean, I might be making that up.
Yeah.
If you went in and they said, "I'm sorry, sir, you have to have a fondue."
Right.
This is a Swiss restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you just say, what would you say?
If I think my options are so limited and I'm so desperate.
You'd have a fondue.
I'd say, sure. Can I just go to the loo first?
Okay. And then would you actually have the fondue, or would you just think, well, I never really wanted a fondue, I just wanted the toilet. It's an expensive wee.
I think I'd come back and say, actually, could I have nothing?
Right.
And
I suppose you could do that, because you could always say,
yeah,
I really did want a fondue, and I did came in with every intention of having a fondue, not to use the toilet, but weirdly...
I feel a bit ill.
Yeah.
They
said, well, we made it, it's, you know, and you should have to pay for it.
I feel really ill.
It's a pandemic. Get out.
Because I learned when I was doing a lot of international travel.
Yeah, when you were a man of mystery.
Right. The one thing I learned that I don't think anyone knows, and this is, if this podcast can do one piece of public service, is this. Right?
Yeah, because it hasn't done much.
If it can do one piece of public service, I don't think it can. It's to let people know that there is no hotel in the world, however posh, that you can't just walk into and use the loo of. And I think people would feel intimidated.
Yeah, so I was fine in Holiday Inn. All that stuff where I was in like the fourth floor of the Holiday Inn speaking to a maid, saying, can I use the toilet? That was unnecessary.
You don't need to. I have been, I mean, this sounds like some sort of 1970, but I've been many times for a loo in the Ritz. Weed in the Ritz.
You weed in the Ritz?
Yeah, because...
Is that like a special thing that happens? That like there's like high weed in the Ritz that you could have at 3 o'clock with the Queen and stuff.
It was classic at Wee in the Ritz. Yeah. And
that is true. I mean, in a way...
You can just walk in.
In a way, the weird thing was, I think I'd have been more happy walking into the Savoy or the Ritz
I
think I have done that.
Yeah.
Than I was the Holiday Inn near Northampton. Because
the
Savoy, it's loads of people. It's all bustling, you know, and you will not be noticed,
you definitely
probably.
Won't be noticed,
whereas there's hardly anyone in the Holiday Inn near Northampton. It wasn't even in Northampton. Yeah. It was somewhere between Wellingborough and Northampton.
Yeah.
So there was kind of me and the reception bloke and the maid and maybe one other guest. And so therefore, I felt like I was drawing too much attention to the fact that I was using their establishment as a public toilet.
Whereas I think what the Savoy and the Ritz and the, you know, all the... are whatever else they are, they're massive public toilets.
Yeah.
And with really nice toilets in.
Lovely toilets. Sometimes you have to give £1 to a man in them.
You do sometimes have to give, but I think that's rarer and rarer.
No, it's Savoy. They have.
Do they have them?
They have a toilet man. I've never quite understood the idea of
that. That's toilet man. That's what you are with that superpower.
Yeah, except he's not a superpower. He's generally a bloke who I feel terribly sad for because he has to stand there with a serviette on his elbow and offer you strange aftershave.
See, in Claridge's, they. Because one of the things about these hotels, Claridge's, Ritz, this is a very London-based thing, and Savoy, they're all in places that instinctively I feel don't have that many other toilets to use because they're on the Strand or they're in, you know, on the Piccadilly, and it's quite hard. So they make themselves more vulnerable because they are the place you would go.
Well, if you're on Piccadilly, pubs on those places.
I think I suppose there might be. Is it on Piccadilly?
There probably is. Uncertain places like McDonald's and stuff. Can you walk into McDonald's?
Yeah, I think that's really... No, I think I would avoid that because I think often you have to get a code.
That's the code. Starbucks always has a code.
Horrendous.
That because it used to be the case that it didn't have, but now you have to get a code.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
which I've got, by the way.
for
I have got
them.
The code by saying I'll be buying coffee.
Yeah, but I'll be buying coffee. But I would be keen to know if your superpower extends to going into Starbucks, asking for the code,
right.
and not buying
I've done
a coffee.
It.
You've
I've
done that.
That.
Not
yeah.
buying a coffee.
Yes, yes, indeed.
And what happened?
I went for a wee.
No, they didn't say you're not buying a
no,
coffee.
No, because basically I think what you have to...
You know what I would do if I was working and you did that?
Right.
I was a bit annoyed.
Yeah.
Give you the wrong code. So
right.
you're just there, tapping
Nothing really bad
tapping
happened.
It. Right. No, I'd keep giving you... Like, I said, oh, it must
oh,
be one
I see,
other number.
Yeah.
I just keep giving you the wrong code until
well,
you're wee, until you wet yourself.
Wow. I don't think I'd let it get to that point, if I'm
okay.
honest. But what I think you're pointing up there is why this is so easy, is that people don't care like that. So you were caring.
No.
You thought, I'm going to humiliate this guy.
Yeah, I'm projecting. What I'm doing is projecting.
Yeah, but normally
because
they're
actually,
just...
I'm projecting my sense that they will
right.
care, but they won't care.
But they're not. They're serving pumpkin lattes and they're just on a bit of a conveyor belt. And someone just says, can I have the code for the loo? And they said, yep, here it is. That's
yeah.
one of the easiest things I've got to do. Here you
yes.
are. And they just carry on. They
yes.
don't have any... That's one of the problems with capitalism in the late stage, isn't it? They are
what,
not vested in,
what
work,
in their labour.
In what they're doing, in their labour, yeah.
Yeah, so if, it was, if this was...
They are alienated.
A communist utopia... They'd be really
You'd never use the
off.
Loo. You wouldn't be able to use the loo at all.
No,
because the hotel
no.
porter would say, "Hang on a minute,
yeah.
you've got the look of a man using a loo in this place." I
yeah,
feel very...
and I'm very invested in it. Yeah.
yeah.
Although, if it was a public toilet that you went into, which is the other option in
yeah.
we haven't even mentioned, then they'd be so pleased to see you.
Yes.
The people who work there. I'm interrupting this podcast, listeners, because me and Tim went on and on and on about his toilet man superhero alter ego for so long that it's. Basically too long for one podcast. So this is the end of this podcast, but it's a two-part podcast. And tune in next week for the continuation of Tim Hinks' Toilet Man.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.